Proclamation number 888, dated the April 27th, 1939. Thought currents. Prerequisites for easy acceptance of spiritual knowledge. In order to perceive the thought currents clearly and distinctly, the external human being must be completely governed by the spirit. The separation from the earth must have taken place and the union with the beyond must have been established. Only then will the human being's thoughts be able to move in spiritual spheres, and the voice from the spiritual world will sound distinctly and audibly in the person's heart. However, as long as the body is held captive by earthly fetters which prevent the soul's escape from the body into spiritual spheres, the spirit in the person cannot become active. Therefore, a long struggle must proceed first in order to achieve this detached state, in order for the body to achieve a state of being gentle and patient and of allowing the soul's every flight into higher spheres. Thus, the first condition in order to be able to accept spiritual knowledge easily and without effort is that the spirit must not feel impeded by anything. It certainly requires considerable self-denial in order to accomplish, yet the pleasure of the reward will be accordingly great. All opportunities will remain unused if the expansion of the divine spirit in the human being is not taken care of first. People's spirit will forever remain gagged if they take no action to liberate their soul for good. As yet the soul is still constrained and therefore cannot grasp the spiritual deeply enough, thus it requires all your will to desire receipt from above so that your will can be complied with. Nevertheless, the soul can liberate itself much sooner where love for the divine Redeemer flares up in the heart, for that is where the spirit clearly strives for unity with the eternal deity. But where the writer or recipient is seized by a certain spiritual lethargy, it will be difficult for him to establish contact and it must, in a manner of speaking, be laboriously achieved through perseverance, otherwise it can never lead to the goal which, however, should be all people's ultimate striving. And the spirit will understandably be in serious difficulties, for it will be prevented from reigning and taking effect according to its purpose. Amen.